Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Chris?
Yes.
Hi, Chris. Chris, it's Paul from Local Splash. Happy Monday. How's your day going so far?
Thanks, Paul. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually in California. You're speaking with Joyce, and I guess she had a little bit
That's right.
of trouble transferring the call over to me. But I know that you had our services before. You had the Platinum package, which was, of course, a comprehensive package with search engine optimization and social media. The website has just, been hosted for a while, but it looks like you might be willing to or wanting to kind of ramp things up again, get more phone calls, more jobs.
Yeah, I just wasn't too happy before when I had that package, Paul. I don't know if things have changed on your end. I understand it's pretty cutthroat out there. Everyone's trying to be number one in the
Well,
name of the game.
right. Yeah, I
But I
mean,
just didn't see a lot of, it just seemed kind of worthless money for me.
well, yeah, that was quite a while ago that you had started with us doing that. We have changed a lot of our processes, but to be honest with you, in 2026, I mean, of course, we are a Google Premier partner. So we get our training, we get our updates from Google, and when they make changes to their Mapper Pack algorithm, they do share those changes with us. So even just recently, they have changed the directories that they index when someone does a keyword search. Of course, we would update that content. But they're also recommending that the businesses that either are able to do it, meaning that it's offered in their area and they qualify for it, because there are certain requirements, that they do Google Verified, Google Guarantee, as it used to be called. Local Service Ads is still appropriate. But are you familiar with the two or three businesses that pop up at the very top of the page? They used to have a little green check mark next to it. So that's Google Verified, as it's now called. It used to be called Google Guarantee. Most customers that have a little bit more disposable income then look for the best contractor versus the cheapest contractor. A lot of them do know a little something about Google Verified or Google Guarantee, as it used to be called, and they go there. They're looking for someone. I mean, Google should have called it Google Recommended, because first of all, it's a little confusing when they call it Google Verified, and businesses still need to have a verified listing, and it's two separate but somewhat related things. But really, Google's recommending your business. You'd be one of the very first things that people would see. The Google Verified section is the very top of the search result. It's the absolute first thing that people see. It's a very different service. I mean, it's still someone going on Google and someone searching for, in this case, they're looking for painter, painting contractor, painter near me, residential painter, any of the keywords related to your services. When they do that search and you pop up in the Google Verified section, they'll call a Google number that routes directly to your phone number. It'll even tell you Google Verified lead as you're getting that number, so you know exactly what it is. That allows the Google AI to make sure that it is a qualified lead, meaning it has to be someone in your service area. Of course, they're calling you. It's not like Angie or Thumbtack, where your lead is a phone number that you and six other guys get. With this, you do get phone calls. Has to be someone in your service area. They have to be requesting a service that you want to provide, and then you have to either quote a price to them or at the very least schedule an appointment to meet with them in person. Otherwise, it's automatically not a qualified lead and you don't get charged for it. When it is a
Sounds like
qualified lead,
that's weeding out some of the 8 out of 10 calls seems like there's someone trying to sell me something.
right, so you're not ever going to pay for anything like that. I mean, it is designed to get your phone ringing. It's targeted to the people in your services, in your service area. And like I said, it usually attracts, a little bit of a higher-end clientele, someone who's looking for a quality contractor, willing to pay even a little bit more for that. But there is that system in place so that, if it's not a qualified lead, you don't even get charged for it. So again, very different than like Angie or Thumbtack, where you have to call them and dispute that, this was a, wasn't a qualified lead. Can I get something in exchange? you have to fight for what usually amounts to just another lead and never your money back. But with this, it doesn't even hit your account. You don't even get charged for it. Has to be a qualified lead. You only pay for qualified leads. You only pay for the leads that you use. Your leads in this case will be $54.67. So big job or smaller job, it's just going to be exactly $54.67. You don't pay for the leads immediately. There's a bit of a vetting process, a background check. Google outsources that process to either Evident or Pinkerton. Pinkerton you probably know from cowboy movies. They want to make sure that you've got the right licensing if it's required, the right insurance, which is always required, and you certainly do not have any felonies on your record, at least not in the last 7 years, right?
Right, yeah.
Right. So I'm looking
hopefully
right now,
never.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking right now to see what the insurance requirement is. It's always pretty low. I've never talked to someone who had insurance and then didn't have enough. In this
like
case,
a liability insurance,
exactly,
you mean, for my...
That's exactly,
yeah,
what it is.
Yeah,
$300,000 is the requirement, and you would
think
meet
I
that criteria.
Million or 2 million.
And then
yeah.
you only need to have a Utah State Handyman registration as far as the licensing requirement there.
I'm DOPL, you know, Department of Professional Licensing, so I've got yeah, all the license as well.
So
that's interesting that they require a license now.
They don't for every industry. I always have to check, and even if it's specific.
But
to,
for painting, it does, huh?
In Utah, anyway. Most of the time painters don't have any type of licensing requirement at all. But in this case, for Google Guarantee or Google Verified, that is the requirement.
I like that.
Yeah, no, it's
that
good.
Seems to weed out a little more of the riffraff guys out there trying to undercut me or whatever that we always complain about.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, especially when you're dealing with something like Angie, where the customer is using it because they want the cheapest guy. There's always going to be someone who's willing to lowball everybody. But with this, yeah, I mean, you have to be vetted through Google. Like I said, there's a pretty extensive background check, at least it
before
takes,
it starts kicking in.
Before it even starts, yeah. So that's
So it may be a week?
That process actually takes about 3 or 4 weeks. It can take longer if we don't get the information from you, but you would get sent the application by way of text message. It takes about 15 minutes to fill out, and then, of course, once you send us proof of the licensing and insurance, the background check is done, and that just takes about 3 or 4 weeks. You don't pay out of pocket for the leads until you're thoroughly vetted. Like I said, once you do get vetted, the leads are $54.67. Now, Google wants you to pay...
Is there a cap, though, Paul? Like, say I only got, like, $300 a month type thing.
So... you can pause it as often as you need to, okay? In fact, most of my clients don't
have total control.
Yeah, you have total control. Most of my clients only use, like, you know, 4 or 5 leads. Unless they've got multiple crews, they're taking on multiple projects at the same time. You know, because of the high conversion rate with Google Verified, if you're getting, you know, every lead turning into a job or every other lead turning into a job, which is pretty likely with something like this,
that's nuts.
Then you pause the lead, right? You get the lead, it turns into a job, you pause the lead. You only pay for the leads that you use. Let's just say for simplicity, you only use one lead that month. The following month, you only pay the $54.67. Now, Google does want you to prepay for 13 leads. They figure that's kind of right in the middle of what most businesses need. You might need less, you might need more. Like I said, you only pay for the leads that you use as you use them. So it's like a prepaid gas card. Obviously, if you don't use it, it's still sitting there waiting for you to use it. And it works the same way here. So you would prepay once you're thoroughly vetted. You'll get notification from us and Google that you passed the background check. Then you have 3 days to either say, hey, can we push it out another week or two, or let's go ahead and get this thing started right now. Otherwise, it would bill for $713. That's the first 13 leads. Like I said, you only pay for the leads that you use. If you pause it, those leads are still there. Those leads are still waiting for you. So that's certainly something that we can do for you. You do still have that verified listing. You've got 23 5-star reviews, which is perfect. The website is still attached to it. We can also get the search engine optimization campaign going back for you and include a social media campaign. Now, if you're wanting to kind of bundle things together, and I'm not sure, do you remember what you were paying for that platinum package before? Was it like $299?
It may have been that. Yeah, it may have been $299.
Yeah, that's a reduced rate for that package already. I mean, it is listed on our website at $599. I certainly would be able to honor that price if you wanted to get that same package going again. If you wanted to, you know, kind of like Google recommends, I almost want to say more aggressive, but certainly more comprehensive approach where you are doing Google Guarantee or Google Verified, as it's now called. It was only October that they changed that name, and most people don't even know it. But local service ads is still a relevant synonym. So if you wanted to do the local service ads or Google Verified, there is a one-time application fee of $250, but I would be able to cut that in half if you wanted to get the search engine optimization going again. It's something we have to do at least for a month or two for businesses that don't even have a Google listing or a Google business profile, but you already do have one. But I would recommend it to kind of kick things off here. Like all of our services, they're month to month. You can pause them at any time or stop altogether. But if you were paying $299 before, I can reduce that price down to $249 a month. Cut it in half, basically, the one-time setup fee or application fee for the Google Verified. Instead of $250 for that one-time application fee, you'd be looking at $125, and then instead of $299, it'd be $249. That means your out-the-door cost with the recurring monthly of $249, and that would be the rate that would stay. I mean, it would not go up to the $299. It would stay kind of grandfathered in at that reduced rate. You'd be looking at $374 as an out-the-door cost. That's, again, with the $125 one-and-done application fee for Google Verified. It's not an annual membership. You don't have to renew it. You just pay it the one time, and then your recurring monthly would only be $249. That's the package that you had before, but with all of the upgrades, all of the different destinations and directories that Google is now indexing, it would still include the $100 of Facebook ads as well. And then once you're thoroughly vetted, that's when you're paying the less than $55 per lead.
Okay. Well, okay. Is there any way you can text or email me some of this info?
I can email it all out to you. Yeah, absolutely.
That would be great. My issue right now is just funds. I'm so tight. Near the beginning of the year, we've had nothing.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of business owners are kind of in that position as well. But
are you seeing a drop off at all?
For locations where, you know, a lot of their services slow down during the cold weather, you know, they are seeing that. I mean, it's kind of like you're a squirrel and you're storing away your nuts for the wintertime and you're still just trying to get through that lean period. But this is definitely going to get your phone ringing. I mean, the companies that are on the first page, they don't see so much of a slow season, you know. Customers are almost always looking for something. So if you're right there, especially with the Google Verified, it's gonna get you the calls that you're looking for. Now, the email address is still a good one. Name of the business, but FELOC@hotmail.com.
Yeah, boutellepainting@hotmail.com.
Perfect. I'm gonna send all of this your way. Now, you don't have to jump in with both feet. I mean, obviously, we would certainly like to get that set up, though, and get things started for you. I mean, especially with the vetting process taking a little bit of time. But, I mean, I don't know that I'd be breaking the bank. I know that, you know, for every business, the return on investment is the most important part of the ROA equation. But for just about everybody, that investment part is still pretty important as well. I mean,
for reduced
rate, that $374, I mean, realistically, is that something you would be able to fit into your budget?
Right now, I can't. I I want to, because I need some calls desperately. But I wish I could, Paul. I wanted to discuss this at least with you, see where I kind of need to be at with my budget. And I have no disposable income. I've nothing at all.
Not even for like the platinum package without the Google Verified.
No.
Okay.
That's what sucks.
That's okay. I mean, that's okay. It's totally understandable. I mean, we've all been there for whatever reason. So I'm going to get the email out to you. It's going to, of course, have my contact information, my toll-free and my extension. You can always call the main toll-free with the, you know, extension 1, and they can always transfer the call over to me. I have the same phone number, extension 746, but I'll get that out to you. And then realistically, when do you think all of this or some of this might be budget-friendly enough for you?
Let me, ASAP. I don't know, man. I've been so desperate. It's been very weird year for me last year. It's been just kind of hit and miss. In fact, my son, who helps me, he's having a hard time paying rent, and so that's been a priority. You might have to. Come live on my couch for a while.
Right. So I'll get the info out to you. It'll have, like I said, my contact information on there. Feel free to respond to the email at any time. Of course, you can also call me. And, you know, if I'm in between phone calls, I'll answer. If I'm on a call, it'll go to my voicemail and reach back out to you. But,
okay.
You know,
Thanks so much, Paul. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. No, we're definitely looking forward to getting this going for you when it's going to be a better fit for you. I'll reach back out to you in a few weeks or a month or so if I don't hear back from you.
Yeah, do that.
To see how things are going.
Yeah, do that, my friend. Thanks again.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
Happy New Year. I appreciate you.
Happy New Year, my man.
Thank you, Chris. Take care.